Section C. News Broadcast. In this section, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on your colored answer sheet. Question 6 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now listen to the news.
Scientists in Brazil claim they've come up with a new way of treating burns, that is, with frog skin. Researchers say it is cheap and effective. The frog skin has components that diminish the growth of bacteria, making the wound heal faster and reducing the amount of time the patient has to stay in hospital. Researchers said the method had already been successfully used in some hospitals in Brazil.
Question 7 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now listen to the news.
Once a source of high-pitched business activity, Japan's karaoke industry has slowed down. Japanese have less to sing about amid sustained economic problems. Karaoke firms are now striving to develop new ideas to attract cost-conscious karaoke singers. These include a new high-tech machine that allows people to sing like famous singers, and theme rooms on some of the Asian cartoon figures, targeted at younger crowds. The new karaoke machine is being developed by a professor from the U.S. Massachusetts Institute of Technology. The machine uses a technology called C-sound that automatically adjusts the speed and tone of any song being played to match the tempo and key the singer is using. The tempo can be adjusted manually on conventional karaoke machines, but the new product is the first machine to do it automatically.
Question 8 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now listen to the news. The China Internet Network Information Center said this week that the nation's online community is expanding at a rapid pace, with 8.9 million users added in the first half of the year, from January to June. China's internet population hit 68 million by the end of June, the world's second largest figure after the United States. The figure was 10 million at the end of 2000 and 1.5 million in 1997. Cyberspace is a force to be reckoned with in China, said Qianhua Lin, a senior internet analyst at the Chinese Academy of Sciences. Netizens between the ages of 18 and 30 are the driving force. They spend 13 hours every week surfing the internet on average. Their major purpose is obtaining information or having fun. At the same time, only 0.2% listed online shopping, e-business, and online learning as their main activity. As the number of China's internet users grows, so does the junk mail. 8.3 emails out of 16 are junk mail on average. Questions 9 and 10 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news.
China has established itself as one of the world's great trading nations, moving past the UK into fifth place. New figures from the World Trade Organization, WTO, show Chinese exports jumping 22% last year to $325.6 billion worth, and imports rising 21% to $295.2 billion worth. No other trading nation in the top 10 came close to that level of growth. The world leader, the United States, saw exports fall 5% in 2002 from the previous year. Exports by third-ranked Japan rose 3%, while second-ranked Germany reported a 7% rise. In the area of total trade flows of just over $13.1 trillion, the top 10 traders accounted for $7.4 trillion, or 56%. The U.S. share is 13.78%, while China has 4.73%.
This is the end of listening comprehension. Please proceed to the next part.